Dan has never been bothered by social peer pressure. Like, I think I have at different times in my life. And I think it affected my music for a long, long time. Where it's not that I was trying to please others, but maybe subconsciously I was, Dan. But there was a time where I listened to pop music, which I think is code in some circles for gay. And then worked my way to a music collection that I don't even think had any females in it for several years. Like, it was either it's going to go Metallica and, U2 would be the soft stuff. But it was just male artists. And then we would get the hip-hop going, and, you know, Dre and Cube and the whole gang over there would keep me busy. So, but I think there was a large swath of my life, maybe we'll call it my 20s, where there was not a female artist in the collection at all. So I turned my back on Madonna for a full decade, Dan, but so many other pop artists. And the problem was with me.
So you think you were ignoring some good?
Probably. I mean, I think most pop music stinks. Not that girls can only sing pop music, but in my small little circle, I just wasn't going to be caught with a buddy grabbing a CD in the little middle area of the car and saying, "Dude, what is this?" Well, nothing. My wife left it in here. It's not mine. And I think, you know, when I was 12 and 14 and 16, I don't mind this Paula Abdul song that much.
I'm okay. Forever your girl.
I'm okay with this. I'm okay with a little Milli Vanilli here and a little of this. And, you know, not that they're chicks, but they did chick music. And when I was 15 or 16, I was into it. Then I got to college and I realized, whoa, this isn't normal in this dude dormitory. They don't.
No one else has Paula Abdul.
I need to get rid of this quick before I'm found out. Where's the Nirvana? Get me Nirvana now! So, having a daughter has at least sent me back in this world where I'm sampling pop music. And it's not that I'm going for it. I'm not reaching for I-93, but she is, and now these songs get stuck in my head. And I dare say I've even crossed over to a point where I don't mind a few of them.
Well, you're ending every text with "Call Me Maybe," so that's a pretty good indicator.
And I have to tell you, that's not a bad song, so says my head. I realize...
Did you hear The Roots?
My circle of friends would ridicule me.
Jimmy Fallon and The Roots, like, covered it with her, like, in the green room one day, and... They're playing nothing but like
Bob
kindergarten instruments, and it's not bad. I agree with
you.
It
just depends on how you're consuming it. I mean, if you're looking for it to like really make you think about life and stuff like that, if that's your definition of good, you're not going to get it. But it's a aurally pleasing song.
Well, let me just define it as this. I don't even know what the point of this is right or this is wrong. I would just simply say 25-year-old Bob would be very disappointed in 40-year-old Bob to know that this song was purchased for a full $1.29, and I'm not ashamed about it at all. So here is the song that is currently in my head. Yeah. This is the, I think this is big on I-93. I don't even know. It's the gayest song I've ever listened to. And I think the, whatever sound she's making is what's drawing me into it, because I think that's a vital drop right there. This is Britt Cher Lloyd. It's also helped that my kids are obsessed with it.
Do you like the video game sound element of this?
Maybe. Oh, whoa. So I, you could do aerobics to this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
In fact, there's a
Zumba.
So I got home one day, and my my kids were playing with the computer, and they were. Brett was doing a music video of himself lip syncing the song, and
oh no,
and that's tickled me. And then there's a kind of an amusing way she ends.
Helicopter.
And that makes my kids laugh, and we all and just have a great time at the Sturm House, sounding like a helicopter and singing one of the gayest songs I've ever heard that I actually really like.
Y'all have
right
like
now.
A dance contest in the middle of it.
it's kind of funny, and I know Dan has daughters the same age, and therefore I would imagine he doesn't make them listen to his music. He allows them to play with the radio a little bit.
It's more into that, because I used to just make them listen to stuff that I knew. You know what I mean? And try to get them.
But where do they get their music? Because I think my daughter gets her music because all her friends are listening to the same songs. I think that's how music travels, doesn't it, in the radio world?
Yeah. This is very old man sounding, I guess, but where do they get their music these days? Because in the car, we don't listen to music stations.
You don't listen to I-93? Because that's like a...
Not generally. We'll listen to Disney radio sometimes by the pool.
That's not that far from I-93,
but we more often than not...
Hannity?
We more often than not listen to what they've assembled as their favorites, and we make a folder on my... in iTunes, and we just put in the iPod, and it shuffles in their folder. So there's stuff that they like, but where did they find that stuff that they liked, you know?
Yeah.
They used to like stuff that I liked, because that's all they had heard. You know, now they like Shimmy Shimmy Ya.
Well, yeah, but that's not it. That's you. That's you feeding them your music from your iPod.
But I do find, and as I was looking through songs for their bit, or for this bit, their new thing, or at least Ava, who's the older one, who has purchased her own iPod Touch, she buys videos, and she asks first, but instead of a song, she'll buy videos, and you just sit around. She'll sit around looking at or listening to while the video plays. You know, her last two purchases, as I see it, are a Justin Bieber One Time. You ever heard of that song?
No.
Or Austin Mahone, Say Something. Here's the most recent.
I don't know any of the artists or the names of the songs, so I would have to hear which gay song you're talking about to know.
And then there's, you know what I found, though? She discovers some acts from, what's that show called that we love? That is actually a good kids show? So Random?
Okay.
Or Do You Like It? It's not bad.
No, I don't mind it. I try to avoid it, but I don't mind it.
It's actually not bad. But I would hope that, like, Jake will never have an idea of what So Random is, because he's not, like, Norm watching kids shows.
Without the kids?
Here, wait.
Without the kid element. That's really key.
And then I found, let's see. All right, now you can turn on the audio. I just didn't want that bad, obnoxious sound of putting in the plug.
Wow, I'm getting bullied by someone saying that song was greatness 3 months ago. Look!
That song was gayness. That's a terrible song.
Yeah, because stuff can only be cool for a couple months, right?
Yeah, then we have to shun it.
Die.
Ask them where their next song is.
This is her... Well, she discovered this guy, Cody Simpson, on So Random. He was the musical guest star. Have you ever heard this song? It's really gay, and all I do... Girl, she's such a killer. It's what is this song called? All Day. Anyway, I've listened to this song about 6,000 times because my kids have.
Well, I think my song just called in and said this song is gay.
You should watch him dancing around on the
video.
Yeah,
okay, I recognize this one now. Yeah, Maddie's into this.
See, you're like a video that I could look at you all day.
No, you
you're
wouldn't. Like that's the thing. You
his message is that he really likes this girl. And she has a Cody Simpson calendar and all that kind of stuff.
No, you would have never heard this song, Donovan, because you don't have a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah. And I
that's why when I ask you guys what gay songs do you like, I'm guessing...
Have you heard this one?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
This is one of her big songs.
Willow Smith.
The Roots did this, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's
with
awesome.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Will and Jada's kid.
All right, I've heard that bunch. The all day one has stuck in my head to where I'll find myself at night kind of humming it. And, oh, wait. Sorry, it's Cody Simpson.
What do you got, Donnie?
I really don't listen to a lot of new music. I'm straight like the old hip hop or old R&B. But this song I know I shouldn't like, but I do. I heard it at a party like about 4 or 5 months ago. And I promise you, I'm in the shower, and I'm singing this song, and I have to catch myself halfway. It's like, okay, I can't sing this freaking song. What's wrong with me?
What is this?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Start dancing.
Yeah, dude, and I'm lifting back, and then you put a ring on it, and I'm just like, whoa, what am I doing?
Put a ring on it.
Yeah, see, 25-year-old Bob would not appreciate my love for Rihanna and Beyonce, and pretty much anything they do.
Yeah,
it's a good video.
I don't buy it, but boy, when it's on, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you have to dis. And you know what? If they're playing at a party and it has a nice beat, you can't go out there and dance to it. Because dudes are looking at it, what are you doing? Why are you dancing to put a ring on it? And you know, I'm doing what like the video.
You got your loofah and you're all soaked up.
See, it's like, well, I can't do that. So,
who else has got one? That's awesome.
It's gay.
Yeah, I've got one. Go ahead, Tom.
This one, I have to admit, when I was at Kiss FM, got inundated with Britney Spears. Britney Spears blew up when I was at Kiss FM. But then she went away for a while, and when she came back with this song, I was like, oh my God, I'm back in on Britney freaking Spears.
Yeah.
This was part of the video. I like the guitar in it.
Let's
not stop listening.
There's Tom.
Yeah. That's gay, all right.
At least Bob has a 10-year-old girl walking around influencing him.
Not a bad beat, you know?
No, it's the strings, and there's something there.
Horrible.
What's yours, Sean? What's your gay song that you're willing to own?
Adele. Set Fire to the Rain.
You know,
I will sing this in my car. I let it fall, my heart. And as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and I was over. I hate Adele.
Do you?
Really? Uh-huh. Everything about me.
Everything about her. My hands.
What did she do to you, man? Just sing it.
Just count me as the anti-Adele guy.
She's all, she's all plump and stuff.
You gotta have your size too.
There's nothing good about it.
Sing it, Sean.
But I'm not surprised that Sean likes it.
What a jerk. Finally a song that is sung by someone.
Did you just say she's talented?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, don't say that.
God. Sing it. Own it.
I can't get that.
Man. All right.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Ticket stock. I want you up there at ticket stock.
All right, deal.
She would so yell at you if you left things laying around at the house.
She would what?
She would so yell at you if you left your shoes out in the living room again.
Those are my Twizzlers.
Jake?
I have a ton of them.
Let's see what Jake's got.
I don't mind this stuff, especially like if you're at a house party. Throw this stuff on, everybody just loves it. It goes over well, I think.
You're like saying what? Most people...
I'm a huge fan of this song. I'm not kidding.
It's been a return cut twice.
Oh, and this is, Did George do this?
He did.
Yeah, he did.
But seriously, if you have a bunch of people partying, like, it's somewhat ironic, I guess, but...
So you're suggesting...
These songs are fun.
This is...
I'm also... For better or worse, less concerned about being thought of as gay than I think most of the people on this show.
Whoa.
Or,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's not as big of a deal to me as you guys. Like, I would absolutely put this CD on in with my buddies in the car. Like, absolutely. And we would all sing it like super
to be
loud.
Ironically funny, or to hey, no, I really like the
hook
CD.
Is just.
And are you singing as you're driving along?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Wait a minute, you're saying you and your buddy will sing this song?
Absolutely.
Who is this?
Miley Cyrus.
Even that sounds gay.
And how about this hit?
This is her too?
That's Katy Perry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, this is big on the radio.
And it's awesome.
Let's slow down on the awesome.
And it's awesome. Wow. 25-year-old version of me would like to have a word with you. So it's progress.
Not your popsicle.
Well, if you want to have a Miley Cyrus off.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
He's going to raise you.
I'm in.
I have quite a bit. This one is about the fact that she has to hide her identity as Hannah Montana, of course.
Deeper meaning.
This is the best of both worlds. Are you familiar with this song?
I think so. I don't know until I get to the hook.
Sure. Of course, this is yesterday's news to my daughter, but I'm still on board.
Oh, yeah.
Star.
Oh, yeah.
You get the best of both worlds. Chill it out, take it slow. Then you rock out the show. You get the best. Like, mix it all together. You know, if you hear something enough, maybe it just tends to grow on you.
It just like
Sweet Jack.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just repetition. And then your brain just acclimates to anything you hear lots of times.
I don't know. There must be something to like. You're saying this one like, Britney Spears song spoke to you, or this you're playing Miley Cyrus. That, you know, they make millions of dollars not just because they suck and somebody marketed them. They have something. Adele,
they have songwriters,
Beyonce, you know what I mean?
Professional.
But they're actually putting together a catchy tune.
And
that
who's doing halftime at the Super Bowl next year? Beyonce.
But you know, these songs are targeted Woo-hoo! To, you know, 8 to 15-year-old girls.
Right. And
house frows.
To 8 to 15-year-olds, and whose mind is more immature than mine.
So here's the question, though. Are they only stuck in their heads because they've listened to them? And then by being in a car with an 8 to 15-year-old girl, you now listen to it, and now it's stuck in your head, and you right. can't do anything about it. So the next thing you know, you're downloading Cher Lloyd.
Yeah, it's the same as like catching a cold or wondering the flu from your kids.
Wondering if you sound like a helicopter.
All right, it's noon. 2:53 on the ticket.
Sports.